So this shiur should be l'refua shlema Meir ben Malka. You should have l'refua shlema bekarov l'refuat ha'nefesh l'refuat ha'guf bekarov mamash. Fine. So this week's parasha is parashat ki tetze. Ki tetze. There are a lot of things that are discussed in the parasha. We're going to focus on one part that's actually a very, very famous passage. It appears all the way at the end of the parasha. It's also known as parashat Zachor. It's a parasha that we read on Parashat Zachor, Shabbat Zachor, the Shabbat right before Purim, right? Zachor, Tasher Asah Lecha Amalek Baderech Vetzedchem Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the episode when we were leaving Mitzrayim and Amalek came and attacked us on the way. So the pasuk continues, Asher Karcha Baderech, right? They just happened to be there on the way. Vayzanev Becha Kol Anechshlim Acharecha, and they attached to us, to who? To what part of our group? To the end, all the way at the end, the ones who were lagging, the ones who were all the way at the end, they went and attacked those individuals, the ones all the way at the end. Right? And you were tired and are not God fearing, right? So we're not going to focus on that part, but again, we find that the parasha of Amalek, we read in this week's parasha, obviously everything that comes up in every parasha has a lot to do with the time period that we are currently in, and that time period is the month of Elul. I believe in most years, if not all years, the Parashat Ki Tetze falls out during the month of Elul at some point. If so, what exactly is the connection between this Parashah of Amalek, which appears in the Parasha, and the month of Elul? Question number two, just going to detail a little bit about what Amalek did to us. They went and who did they attack? The ones all the way at the end. They attacked the ones at the end, the stragglers. Why dafka the ones at the end? Maybe why not the ones in the front, in the middle? Those are two questions, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to answer. So before we understand how Amalek, the parsha of Amalek, connects to the month of Elul, let's try to understand the month of Elul for a second. The month of Elul, we know, is a month that is action-packed with what? With the mitzvah of tshuva. It's all about tshuva. There's no holiday in the month of Elul. There's nothing else going on other than slichot and tshuva. That's what Elul is all about. It's a 30-day span. That's an opportune time to return to Hashem, because the word tshuva means to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to who we used to be, to who we need to be, and to repent for our sins. Now, in order to even go about doing tshuva, there is one prerequisite, okay? Tshuva means that you recognize that you did something wrong and that you want to change. But more importantly, more specifically, you understand that Hashem is calling your name, asking you to come back to Him. In order to do tshuva, one must first recognize and listen to those words, listen to that calling that Hashem is calling after him. Because if you don't, a person will never do tshuva. If you don't believe, if you don't have emunah, that Hashem wants you back, you'll never come back. Simple words. Think about it. If you don't believe that Hashem actually wants you back, the same way a father will always welcome back a child who rebels, then you'll never do tshuva. That's a prerequisite to tshuva. You have to have that emunah. You have to have that emunah that Hashem wants you, despite your sin, no matter how bad it was. To have that emunah, that as bad as your sins are, Hashem will never reject you. As we see this come up, as you look on your sheets, it's right there, the Gemara in Masechet Yuma, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, it says, Bali Taher Misayinoto, a person who comes and actively wants to become purified, right? We don't push him away, we help him. We say, come, please, we'll help you. Because as they say, if there's a will, there's a way. If you show the will, if you show Hashem that you want it, you want to come back, Hashem will welcome you with open arms. Right? That's the idea of tshuva. This is we're talking about now after the sin, not before the sin. Before the sin is a whole different topic of discussion, how to prevent yourself from sinning. We're talking about after the sin. After the sin, you must have this emunah that Hashem wants you back. This is what it means when we say every single night. It's something that no one really thinks about. These words, we say it in the Bracha of Ashkivin. We're going to say it in a couple of minutes. Right? It says, Shavor ve'aser ha-satan, right? Break and remove the satan, the yetzara, mi lefanenu, from in front of us, from before us, u me'acharenu, and from after us. But what does that mean, from before us and from after us? Does it mean like physically, like in space, that there might be a Yetzer Hara in front of our eyes and a Yetzer Hara behind our backs? What exactly does that mean? So perhaps this means, Hashem, we're asking Hashem, please help us from the Yetzer Hara in front of us and behind us. What does that mean? Help us from the Yetzer Hara before us means what? Milfenem before us? That means that when the Yetzer Hara tries to attack us before we sin, has it attack us before we sin? Tries to push us to sin. We sinned. Good. End of story. Now what? Now the Yetzer Hara tries to attack us after the sin. And what's there to attack already? He won. The battle's over. He defeated us. He got us to sin. No. Yetzer Hara doesn't go to bed after he gets us to sin. The day has just begun. The job has just started, right? Now what? Now how are we going to react to the sin? That's when the Yetzer Hara comes in and attacks us and tells us, no tshuva. God doesn't want you. Look at the sin that you just did. That's how he attacks us from behind us, after us. Ve'aser satan milefanu u'me'acharenu, and after us, after the sin. That's how Yetzer Hara attacks us. He tries to hurt us after the sin by convincing us that Hashem does not want our tshuva. He pushes us to give up hope. To give up hope. Focus on your sin. Think about how bad that sin was. God will never accept you. That's also the pshat. We say this so many times every single day now during Slichot. We say the Yudgil Midot, the 13 attributes of mercy. Right? And we say what? Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. Hashem, Hashem. Why is it Hashem's name twice? Why Hashem twice? Right? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Hashem, Hashem, why twice? Anihu kodem sheyechta ha'adam, v'anihu le'achar sheyechta ha'adam yaseh tshuva. What does that mean? Hashem is telling us, no, don't listen to the Satan. I'm there before you sin. I'm there. I'm with you before you're sinning. Don't think I never left you. After you sinned, I'm there also. I'm begging for you to come back to me. My hand is still, right? Kimincha peshuta lekabel shavim. Your right hand is stretched out to receive, to accept, to welcome the ones who want to return you. That's the idea of Elul. That's the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is that antidote to what the Yetzer Hara tries to do to us after the sin. To forget about the fact that Hashem still wants us. So I'll tell you this. Before that, going to Amalek now for a second, right? What's Amalek? Who did they attack? The ones before us or the ones after us? They attacked the ones after us, the ones all the way at the end. What's the pshat they attacked the ones at the end? What did they attack? What did they try attacking? What aspect of our Avodat Hashem? The after the sin aspect. That's what they tried to attack. Before the sin beseda, we did the sin already. Now they came and they said, you sinned. God doesn't want you anymore. Let go. Give up. Yeush. Give up hope. Don't do tshuva. He's not going to accept your tshuva. Come on. Right? He instills within us the doubt. A strong, strong feeling of doubt. That we're doubting that Hashem is with us. Is Hashem here? Is Hashem not? Right? The pasuk says that Amalek forced us to say, "Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu im ein." Is there even a Hashem among us? Right? Guess it's the thing that is Hashem even here with me now, after I've done such sins? Hashem is not here with us. The gematria of Amalek is what? Who knows? What's the gematria of Amalek? Safek. Safek. The gematria of Amalek is safek. Is doubt. That's exactly what Amalek tries to do. He causes us to doubt the fact that Hashem is with us, even after the sin. If you believe, Rabotai, if you believe that you have the ability to destroy, if you believe that you have the ability to sin and to destroy things, then believe that you have the ability to rebuild as well. It's not a line that I just made up. It's actually... Rabbi Nachman from Breslov writes this in Likutei Maran. If you look at this right here over here inside, it's the last one all the way on the sheet. He says, Le'inyan itchaskut, regarding chizuk. Le'vali pol ha'adam bedato, so a person should not fall and give up. Machmat ribuy apagamim ve'akilkulim, right, he should not give up. So a person should not give up because of all of the pegamim, all of the bad things that he has done, ve'akilkulim, and all the times that he's messed up. She'kel alim asav, right, that he ruined, that he messed up based on his actions. What does he say? Anav amar, says Rabbi Nachman, im ata ma'amin, if you believe, she'yicholim lekalkel, if you believe that you have the ability to destroy, ta'amin she'yicholim lekalkel, and believe that you have the ability to fix. It was 2 years ago, I think 3 years, almost three, 2.5, 3 years ago, that February 5th, 2017, does that date ring any bells for anyone? Okay, I don't know.
2083.
Yes, very good. February 5th, 2017. Good. I gave it away. I shouldn't have given it away. So I spent some time watching a football game. It was Super Bowl 51. It was a game between the Patriots and the Falcons. Okay. The Falcons were winning 28-3 in the third quarter. Very good, Joey. 28-3. Right. The person I was watching the game with said to me, right, I think it was halftime, it was like 25-3 or something like that. After half, like by halftime, he said, the game's over, like forget it. Like, whatever, we'll keep on watching it because it's a Super Bowl. We have to like watch, you have to watch the whole game, right? You can't just like stop watching it. But like it's over. I said, it's not over. It's not over. Why did I say it's not over? I said, because what? If the Patriots have the ability to give up 25 points at the half and 28 points, right, if they were capable of allowing the other team to score 28 points on them, they also have the ability to score 28 points on the other team. No? If they were able to give up 28 points and score only 3, why can't they do the same? It was only one half. There was the same amount of time left, right? 25-3 at the half. I think that was the score. 28-3. All right, a few minutes into the third quarter, same amount of time. But they could just replicate that and do the exact opposite. No, think about it logically. It's very unlikely, or the odds were heavily against them, because it doesn't happen too often. But think about it. The idea was that since they had the ability to destroy, they had the ability to mess up, they also have the ability to fix and to rebuild. And that's the mentality that they went in with, right? The same way they did that to us in the first half, we could do that to them in the second half. No? And they ended up winning the game. It was the biggest upset, you know, in Super Bowl history, biggest comeback ever, right? That was the idea. So if you go in with this mentality, and Rabotai, this, you know, this is why we read this parasha Bamalek Dafka during the month of Elul. Month of Elul is Avat Tshuva. That means there's a strong koach. It goes hand in hand, right? If you have a tremendous opportunity to do tshuva, then opposite that is a tremendous, you know, force in the opposite direction, which is Amalek, which is found during this month as well. That's pushing us not to do tshuva. Right? It goes hand in hand. We have tremendous opportunity to do tshuva, but there's tremendous forces that are trying to hunt us down and trying to put us down. So to understand, that's exactly why this comes up dafka in this month. To understand that this is exactly the idea behind tshuva. To never give up, to never say chas v'shalom, to never say that Hashem doesn't want us back. Think about it, a father that his son rebels and chased his son away. If his son comes back, there's no father in the world that would never accept his son. All the more so, Melech Malchem, Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the most merciful father, you know, that's ever been. Of course he'll accept us. Of course he will. So to understand and to be aware of that Yetzer Hara that's found before us, that's found before we sin, right? That pushes us to go and sin, that tries to frame our lives in a way that we're going to sin, to fight against that. But after we've sinned already, and everyone sins, right? Everyone sins. Now what? Right? The Torah even understands that people will sin. The very fact that there's a mitzvah of tshuva means that we understand people are going to sin. And now what are we going to do? But there's a strong, even stronger Yetzer Hara to prevent us from doing tshuva, from returning to Hashem. Right? That's the Yetzer Hara that's me'acharenu. Right? That's the Yetzer Hara that's shuvor v'aser ha-satan milfanenu me'acharenu. That's what it means. Hashem, Hashem, El Rachum Vechanun. Hashem is there before the sin. Hashem is there after the sin. To understand that very, very well, and Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to do tshuva shlema and return to Hashem, return all the way, right? To repent and to return from all of our averot. Bezrat Hashem, I'm sorry for bitul Torah, Salam. So, right? So to return with tshuva shlema, we should all be zoche to a shana tova umtuka Bezrat Hashem.